listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host is Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. If devotees of the kingdom of the cults, adherents of world religions, or liberal scholars are correct, the biblical account of the resurrection is fiction, fantasy, or fraud. If, on the other hand, it is factually reliable, Christ's resurrection constitutes the greatest feat in human history. Today, we continue our membership week with the resurrection, one of the most important topics you need to understand to defend your faith, because truth matters. If this broadcast blesses you, we encourage you to become a Bible Answer Man support team member through a monthly giving commitment to help produce more life-changing broadcasts and resources. Also, if you've been impacted through the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. Now, without further delay, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And again, this broadcast today is not dedicated to your questions, but your calls. Call 888-ASK-HANK. If you have a testimony regarding how this ministry has impacted your life, as an encouragement for people to join the monthly, regular Bible Answer Man support team, give us a call at 888-ASK-HANK. I'll be taking some of your calls in just a moment. Just like yesterday, however, I want to give you a bit of a theme in that this ministry is continually focused on themes. Yesterday, we focused on the issue of origins. Today, I want to focus on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not only is God transcendent, but God became knowable through the person and work of Jesus Christ, and ultimately demonstrated that He is God through the immutable fact of resurrection. And that fact is not just historically viable. It is something that has a direct and immediate impact on your life right now, wherever you're listening to my voice. This morning, I got up very early. I took one of my daughters to breakfast. It was her birthday. You can imagine, with as many children as I have, I'm always celebrating a birthday. Well, today, one of my daughters turned 11, but my mind went back as I watched her eating breakfast to a time only moments before she was born, where she was safe and secure in a wondrous water wonderland. Her every need attended. There's absolutely no way that she could have imagined then a completely different environment, merely inches away from the comforting beat of her mother's heart. And yet, through a series of violent contractions, she was delivered into a whole new realm of existence. In the twinkling of an eye, she emerged into a world of sights and sounds, of smells and sensations, an unexplored existence just waiting to be experienced. Well, only 2 years before she was born, I witnessed a birth of a radically different kind. I stood beside my father as he breathed his last breath and was transported from this world to the next. One last heartbeat. And my dad entered a realm of reality beyond our wildest imagination. As I looked down at his lifeless body, I was certain of one thing. I would see my dad alive again one day, not in a body ravaged by sickness and suffering, but in a glorious body transformed like unto Christ's resurrected body. A real flesh and bone body, perfectly engineered for a renewed universe. As my daughter had emerged from the security of her water wonderland into an existence just waiting to be experienced, so too my father had exited the familiar and entered the fantastic. Today he's more alive than he ever was. His death was just the beginning. The best is yet to come. At the resurrection, his body will undergo a metamorphosis and will re-emerge imperishable, glorious, powerful, supernatural, sinless, and above all, spirit-dominated. Of one thing I am certain. If you and I in the 21st century could grasp the significance of resurrection just like first century Christians did, our lives would be radically revolutionized. Rather than being microcosms of the culture, we would become change agents of the culture. Like a small band of seemingly insignificant believers who succeeded in turning an empire upside down, we would leave a lasting mark on society. And that's what this broadcast is about. It's about leaving a lasting impact on society. Recognizing only one life soon will be passed, only what's done for Christ will last. It's why I do the Bible Answer Man broadcast and have been doing it for over 2 decades. It's exactly why the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute has been in existence for 50 years, changing lives for time and for eternity, because we really believe in resurrection. We don't just say we believe in resurrection. We really believe in resurrection. And so we, like a small band of seemingly insignificant believers in the first century, believe that we can change our world in our lifetime, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. Think about the first century Christians. They lived in the epicenter of a Caesar cult. They knew that saying Christ is Lord when they were commanded to say Caesar is Lord was a ticket to death. And yet they did it. They counted not their lives worthy even unto death. They lived with eternity in mind. And that's the point of this broadcast. Not to trivialize it in any sense, but that's why we have a CRI membership drive. It's why we're asking you to join a band of believers. Maybe we could say seemingly insignificant, but those who are making an impact for time and for eternity. When you give $15 a month or $25 a month or $10 a month or $100 a month, you are joining a group of people who are transforming lives. This is not something I think is happening or that I hope is happening. It's something that is, in fact, happening. Whether I'm doing a show answering questions or doing a show where I'm interviewing someone, a life is being changed. Several weeks ago, I had one of my friends on the broadcast, and the reason I had her on the broadcast, Nancy Epperson, was because she has made scripture memorization a lifestyle. And I thought maybe that would become contagious for someone. Well, sure enough, through the miracle of radio broadcasting, a lady named Paula listened and made a life transformational decision. She wrote me and said, thank you for that broadcast on scripture memorization. My heart was so pricked that evening. I started memorizing scripture that very same night, and I've already learned five scriptures. These scriptures have built my faith. They've given me the desire to diligently seek Him daily. The Lord has shown me in His Word that at times it might be difficult, but just ask and seek and knock and believe, and He will help, and He has helped. Paula goes on to say, I'm crying as I'm writing this because the joy that has flooded my soul and life these past few days is incredible. Thanks again, and God bless you and your beautiful ministry and your family. And that's what I'm talking about. Here's a person who's been impacted. Well, we wouldn't have been on the air unless someone wrote a check. Someone gave at equip.org. Someone became a Bible Answer Man monthly support team member. If not for those support team members, that broadcast would not have gone out over the air. And that's why I'm asking you today, if you've never taken the step to join us as a support team member, to take that step today. You can do it in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You go to the web. It's, sorry for this moniker, but it's idiot-proof. I can do it. And I'm not very technically astute. I mean, I use a computer as a word processor. That's how I write. But I can figure it out. I tried it myself today. You can go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. And when you give, we give back, because we're constantly trying to put resources into your hands. Right now, I want to put a resource into your hand that's called The Third Day, or my resurrection flip chart. It's called Resurrection Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. You can see a lot of different items that you can ask for and we'll give to you as you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, or if you give a one-time gift. But check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And I may be overly infatuated with this, and probably am, but I have a little wristband on as well. In fact, I have one on both my wrists. It says, Because Truth Matters. That's our moniker. That's our tagline. Because Truth Matters. We don't have the gecko. We have Because Truth Matters. We do what we do because truth matters. It also has the equip.org website inscribed on it. And the reason I wear two is because I'm always giving away one, so I'm always left with one, because someone might want to know our website, and this is a perfect thing for you to do, to give someone the website so that they can go to the website, not for the sake of going to a website, but to go to a website to be equipped with resources that are literally life transformational. So again, with every gift, whether you join the monthly support team this month or whether you give an individual gift, with every one of the gifts, we'll send you some of these Because Truth Matters wristbands or wrist bracelets or whatever you want to call them. I know my kids wear them, and I've gotten used to wearing them as well, and I feel like I don't have my clothes on unless I've got one on. So anyway, they are available. You can get them on and even see them on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And if you want to call in your testimony, talk with me today with respect to how this ministry has impacted your life and encourage others to join during our CRI membership drive. Give me a call at 888-ASK-HANK right now. 888-ASK-HANK, that translates to 888-275-4265. Again, what is it? Today is day two of CRI membership drive. We're asking people to join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. We're dedicating the time to the impact the Bible Answer Man has had on people just like you over the last 50 years. Now, I used to do this. I used to do shows like this over the years from time to time. We didn't do them often, but I used to have celebrities on, Christian celebrities. And they would talk about the impact of this ministry. I said, I don't want to do that this year. I want to have people on the broadcast, people just like you, who are being impacted by the ministry so their impact can be the salt that drives others to become a support team member and continue the impact, not just for time, but also for eternity. I want to encourage those of you who have not yet done so to join us in making a lasting impact. I want to give you an awareness of the lives that are being changed through your commitment to supporting this ministry. And I want to build a committed base of donors to ensure the ongoing, life-changing impact of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the Christian Research Institute. So join us today. You can call in not your question, but your comment on how this ministry has transformed your life. When you call 888-ASK-HANK, we'll be taking your calls on the other side of the break. We'll be right back with more of our CRI Membership Drive Week in just a moment.
Apart from the resurrection, there's little point of celebrating either Christmas or Easter. Are you able to explain the historical truth of the resurrection to skeptics? Presented in memorable form, the Feet Flip Chart is a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Request your copy today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will be right back. For 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been serving the body of Christ, equipping believers to know what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. This week is our Membership Week. We're dedicating this week to show you the impact your regular support has had on people just like you, and encourage those of you who have not yet done so to join us in making a lasting impact as a regular monthly supporter. If the Christian Research Institute and Bible Answer Man broadcast have impacted your life, we'd like to give you the opportunity to encourage others with your testimony. Give us a call right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265 or by going online to equip.org/testimonies. And thank you to all of you who've made a commitment to partner with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, equipping believers around the globe. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the Hankrenem series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenem Feet and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Every day at the Christian Research Institute, we're encouraged to hear from listeners who share how their lives have been radically changed through the broadcast ministry of CRI and the Bible Answer Man program, and we're excited to help stimulate change agents around the globe. Our passion and purpose is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. But ministry, especially broadcast radio, requires enormous resources. If the Bible Answer Man program is ministered to you, would you consider standing with us both prayerfully and financially? To donate, call us at 888-7000-274 or visit us on our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card, or even automated bank withdrawals. To sign up today, call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9:12, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal.
Hey, Hank, longtime CRI supporter, and just urge all of your people, please, please try to help Hank. This country's going the wrong direction, and please support him any way you can. God bless you and your ministry. I appreciate you so much.
Again, for more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. Now, to further equip you to live out and defend your faith, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. And again, our purpose all this week is to encourage those of you who have not yet taken the step to join us in making a lasting impact as a regular monthly supporter of the Christian Research Institute. And the best way to do that is to go to the World Wide Web at equip.org, where you can become a supporter in a safe, secure fashion. We have all kinds of things that we want to send you as our way of equipping you and saying thank you, but check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Take that step, take a look, make a decision, touch a life, not just for time, but also for eternity. You can also write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And if you want to call in a testimony, talk to me for a few moments on air today about how this ministry has impacted your life. The number to dial is 888-ASK-HANK. I'll try to get to some of you today. Also want to talk to Ryan, who is a guitarist for the band Kairos, and he's someone who has been impacted by the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, and someone that wants to share with our listeners how their resources are making a difference for time and for eternity. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Hank, how's it going?
I'm doing good. You're a guitarist, and you've been impacted by the ministry. How so?
Oh, man. I've been touring pretty hard with my band for the past few years, but before I was doing that, I came across your show on the local radio station back where I lived. I was just driving, and I think you came on after a show that had Chuck Swindoll talking on it or something like that, and I was listening, and I was just really enthralled by the show and really enjoyed it. I remember getting home and just sitting in my car in the driveway letting the show finish while I listened to it, because it was great. So I started listening when I could, and then we started, you know, touring and all that, and so I didn't really get to listen to it a lot, but then I discovered your podcast on iTunes and started downloading it. A big part of what we do is, we play shows, but a lot of nights we're driving all through the night, and so when I'm behind the wheel, I'll sometimes run, you know, two, three, four of your shows back to back and just listen, and I find it not only, I find the show not only to teach me a lot, but also just an opportunity to kind of get challenged to read more, investigate things and understand why I believe what I believe and things like that. I've also read a number of your books. I read The Apocalypse Code a little bit earlier this year. I have one of your flip charts, The Essential Christian Doctrine one, and I also just finished the covering and then started Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, and so far all of them have been not only encouraging but kind of inspiring and challenging, and especially The Apocalypse Code made me really kind of reevaluate a lot of the things I've grown up with being taught in the church, and make me really read the Bible and understand why I believe what I believe, and not just accept kind of the teachings of the culture at face value, you know?
One of the things I also noticed, Ryan, is that you are doing the Legacy Reading Plan this year, and I'm very excited about that because that's one of our emphases this year in 2010 is to get people into the Word of God, get the Word of God into them, get them involved in learning to read the Bible, not in bits, but in books. How's that impacted you?
It's been awesome. I actually I ordered the Legacy Study Bible at the end of last year. I didn't know it came with a reading plan. I was just, you know, excited to get the Bible. I got it about a week before I left. I did a mission trip to Mexico over Christmas time. About a week before I left, read a bit on the way down, and I noticed the reading plan inside. So I decided to start, and I started on January 1st, and I really dove in pretty hard. And so I decided to actually double it up. And so by June, I had finished it the first time. Hmm. And you know, I'm still continuing on with the plan for the second half of the year. But, you know, so far I've done it once through, and it's been really cool. What you say about reading the books as whole books is true. It's cool. Like I said, I grew up in the church, and it's easy to just know, you know, a couple verses here and there, but not really understand the context and how they fit into a bigger picture, you know, properly. Like one great example I think of all the time is Jeremiah 29:11. I hear people quote that all the time, but how often do, you know, you hear people actually talk about what surrounds that and what's going on around that and really looking at the context and the setting of where that was spoken from and all that. And so I really enjoyed the reading plan, continuing on with it, and it's been totally impacting, and you know, I'd encourage everyone to hop on board. I actually started a Facebook group when I started the reading plan at the start of the year, and I think about 25 or 30 of my friends hopped on board and started doing the Legacy reading plan as well. And as far as I know, all of them have been getting a lot out of it and really enjoying it as well.
Talking about your life being revolutionized, and you have been impacted in many different ways. Cash that out for me just a bit.
Sure. You know, it's kind of like I said, I grew up in the church, and it's just, I think our culture is one that people just really, in North America, it's easy to go to church and to just hear things taught, you know, if it comes from any church or any Christian book or any Christian television show, just hear things taught and just take that as kind of inerrant truth and all that. And although I don't really believe that we should be, you know, overbearingly skeptical of all things, I think we should understand what the Bible really says, and it should be, you know, kind of our ultimate standard of truth. And I'd say that's the biggest thing that your show and your ministry has really inspired me to do, is really understand what the Bible says about things. If I'm going to say I believe something, I should understand biblically why I believe it, and there should be evidence, and it should not just be something that I heard when I was young and can't explain, you know, why I believe it or where that comes from. And so that's been the biggest thing, and it's not only inspired me to, you know, have a deeper, more intimate relationship with God where I actually understand things rather than just being able to spout off the right Christianese, but it's inspired me to really dig into my Bible you know, be able to, you know, give a reason for the faith that I claim to have and, all the different facets of what I believe in. It's also one thing I really appreciate about the essential Christian doctrine flip chart is just, you know, we tour around a lot. So I meet a lot of different people who come from a lot of different places and, you know, Christians, non-Christians, and with the Christians, they come from a lot of different places theologically and denominationally, and kind of understanding better, like the mantra that you have in there, the in essentials unity and non-essentials liberty and in all things charity, has become one of my favorite sayings to live by. And just understanding that, you know, there's some things that, you know, maybe aren't as important as people make them out to be, some things that couldn't possibly be more important. And just to make sure that we're focused on standing united in the essentials and, you know, maybe not dividing between each other over non-essentials.
And one of the things that's new about you right now is you're newlywed.
Yeah. I got married just a little over 5 weeks ago.
And that is a life transformational event as well.
Yeah, it's cool. We spent the summer working at a Bible camp together, and then we got married about a day and a half after it ended. It's cool too. Right after that, I had started reading The Covering, and it was a really cool book to read because at the Bible camp I worked at, I mean, you know, it starts even with kids, like they're asking all these questions about spiritual warfare and demons and angels and all these things they've seen on TV and, you know, heard from people at school and all that. And it's just neat to, yeah, I thought the book was really encouraging, just talking to these kids all summer, realizing how misconstrued of ideas our culture has in and out, within and without the church, you know. And it's just, you know, it's kind of scary where people, how people look at that and how full of fear even Christians can be thinking about these things when really, you know, one of my favorite things you say in the book is that a proper perspective of spiritual warfare is to not overestimate the power of Satan, but to focus on the power of God, or something like that. I might have butchered it, but
you got the general idea, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, thank you for spending some time with me on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I know that you have encouraged a lot of people through your testimony, and I appreciate your love and support of the ministry.
Yeah, my pleasure, Hank. And to everyone listening, I can't encourage you guys enough to get on board behind this ministry and, you know, really support this CRI. They're doing a great thing.
Thank you, my friend.
God bless.
Appreciate your call, and never met Ryan. But I did a little video for his wedding. He asked me if I would do that, and great to talk to him on the air today. But this is a great example of one life being affected, and you heard in his comments that he has infected a lot of other lives by his own life being affected. He's got people reading through the Bible. He's been answering questions. He's been mentoring people. So when you impact one life, you impact many lives. There's a ripple effect. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. It's not whether or not we are ambassadors, but are we good ambassadors for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, equipped, always ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us with gentleness and with respect. Again, all this week, we're asking you, we're devoting this time, we're taking 1 week off, not to answer your questions, but to talk to you about a ministry changing lives for time and for eternity. We want you to jump on board. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web. Join the monthly ministry support team. It's as simple as that. You can give $10 a month or $15 a month, but join. We'll give you a 6-issue subscription to the Christian Research Journal as our way of saying thank you, as well as a bracelet, arm wristband, that says Because Truth Matters, and gives you our website as well. All of that and more as you join a ministry that is making a difference for time and for eternity. Some more testimonies on the other side of the break as we continue talking about a CRI membership drive that's going to impact lives in the next 5 years, 10 years, and most importantly, for all eternity. Be right back.
Islam and Judaism swear the resurrection of Jesus Christ never happened. Jehovah's Witnesses claim Jesus' physical body was discarded, destroyed, or dissolved into gases. Jesus Seminar fellows laugh it off as mere wishful thinking. What if they are right? What if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead? If that's the case, there is no Christianity. It all boils down to what happened on the third day. Hank Hanegraaff provides reasoned biblical responses to these false views and answers some of the most frequently asked questions in resurrection and in condensed form in The Third Day. The Third Day is available for your gift to the ministry. When you purchase or donate through our website at equip.org or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, you will not only be equipped for deeper faith, but your support will go even further, helping to create more well-reasoned resources like these and keep the Bible Answer Man broadcast going strong to equip countless others in defending their own faith. Again, you can order and give online at equip.org or by calling 888-7000-CRI. But don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. To sign up today to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. Alaska. There's no better place on earth where you can experience God's creative power on display. Stretching beyond your imagination, it is a land of staggering natural beauty. And now you can join the Bible Answer Man Hank Hanegraaff, Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp, and Christian Research Journal Editor-in-Chief Elliot Miller for 7-plus inspiring days as you cruise into the grandeur of Alaska. During our time together, we'll unfold the pages of sacred scripture as we are strengthened in our belief in the divine creator of the universe. All of our sessions with Hank, your meals, accommodations, and 5-star cruise are included in one very low price. To participate in this event, you must register through Sovereign Cruises. Sign up by visiting equip.org or by calling Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101. In Ephesians 5:15-16, Paul admonishes believers to be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern-day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. We encourage you to become a Bible Answer Man support team member through a monthly giving commitment. To thank you, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. For more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org. Again, that's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-CRI. If you've already become a member of our support team, committing to give on a monthly basis, we're deeply grateful for your loyalty and faithfulness. But no one appreciates your generosity more than the people who have a newfound confidence in their faith because of your support.
I want you to know that your information has been not only very instructional for me, but for some young people that God has blessed my life with that have very little information or background in spiritual matters, and I've had to rely very much on your material, so thank you so much for your work and all that you do.
For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. To become a regular monthly supporter, part of the backbone of this ministry, you can sign up securely online right now at equip.org. That's equip.org, or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, that's 888-7000-274. Now back to more of the Bible Answer Man and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Think about this for just a moment. You live in an environment surrounded by materialists, by people who believe in reincarnation, by people who are Hindus and Buddhists and Muslims and Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses and garden variety pagans. And you have an opportunity, and that's what we do. You have an opportunity to be equipped, ready always to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect, to talk about what really matters. I was autographing a legacy study Bible for someone just yesterday. And it was interesting because it was for a husband and a wife, and I had just received a note that the husband had died. And I remember writing a little letter to this person that I was inscribing the Bible for, and I wrote in that letter, Christianity does not give us a peaceful way to come to terms with death. It's tough. Death is not natural. It's unnatural. But Christianity does give us something far greater. It gives us a way to overcome death through the power of Christ's resurrection. And that's the theme for the broadcast today. Resurrection, the second great apologetic issue, the cornerstone of the Christian faith. To the modern materialist, death is merely the cessation of being. According to the mythical view of ancients, when you died, you'd merely devolve into a ghostly shadow of what you were before. The reincarnationist in your neighborhood believes that our souls continuously return dressed up in other bodies. The Hindu believes that the body is merely an illusion, that the only thing that ultimately survives is an impersonal cosmic consciousness. It's only in a biblical worldview that we become greater after death than we were before we died. It's only in Christianity that our lowly bodies are transformed into glorious resurrected bodies, just like Christ's resurrected body. That's the reason we do what we do. We're looking forward with an eternal perspective to what's going to happen. We're preparing for a great, glorious, grand experience. Our lives are temporary. Eternity is forever. When you join as a regular supporter during our CRI membership drive, we put tools into your hands to equip you. But you also have the certain knowledge that you are contributing to transformed lives. Let me give you just a couple of examples. Amy, she says, I live in a community where the Word of Faith movement, this is the movement that says faith is a force, words are the containers of the force, through the force of faith you create your own reality. I live in a community where the Word of Faith is a very strong movement. Listening to Hank talk on the subject and refute that teaching has been a great support to me. I often feel that I'm the only one who doesn't subscribe to that way of thinking. Thanks for your work, Hank, and thanks everyone at the Bible Answer Man support team. Amy was impacted by people that stood with this ministry prayerfully and financially. Here's a note from Susan. She writes, years ago I was working with the financial officer of the Church of Scientology. That meant 4 to 8 hours a week. And thanks to the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, equip.org, I was able to have meaningful discussions with the financial officer of the Church of Scientology. And I have been able to keep the door open for further discussion as well in the future. Think your support doesn't make a difference? It impacts lives for time and for eternity. Here's a note from Michael. CRI has made a huge difference in my life. I have been listening since 1988. I am so glad that we have a ministry like the Christian Research Institute now more than ever before. Please support this ministry. This ministry is vital. Keep up the good work, Hank. My prayers are with you, your family, and the staff at the Christian Research Institute. These testimonies pour in as evidence that those who stand with us, and it's important to do so on a regular basis, but if you can make a one-time gift, that matters as well. You're making a difference for time and for eternity. Lots of lives every single day being impacted. Let's go to the phone lines, talk to Susan. She's listening on KSIV in Madison, Illinois. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Hank. It's a privilege to talk to you.
Likewise. How's your life been impacted?
Well, I recently started listening, and I've appreciated the quality of the items that you sent out and the caliber of the communication that you have. I admire that so much. I may not have your intellect, but I grasp onto the fact that I'm being changed as I'm listening. I was a part of the Word of Faith movement, and I swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. And I knew that God was sovereign, and you have made that very plain, that we don't create our own reality. We pray that God's will be done. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to tell you that I've appreciated your ministry so much. I've increased my giving as well through the membership drive.
Susan, encourage people. Thank you. Thank you very much. Encourage other people to do the same, to become a monthly support team member. Talk about how, when your life is transformed, other lives are transformed as well.
Yes, I feel like the more I listen, and I listen to you every day, I set aside that time because it's just real important for me. I take care of an elderly person, and I can't always get out, so I value the ministry so much that I tune in every day, and have ordered, like I said, several items, and the Word of Promise being one. And I've gotten started listening instead of reading through. I've been listening through the Bible. It's just been a real adventure for me, and I'm actually able to keep up. I'm not like that guy that called just a little bit ago. He was incredible. I've struggled with reading through. I just sort of got bogged down, but with listening through the Bible, through the Word of Promise, it's just fantastic.
Well, Susan, I don't have your gifts, and you don't have my gifts, and both of us don't have the gifts of other people that call in, but we can use the gifts that God has given us, and that's the whole point, using our time, talent, and treasure for His glory and for the extension of His kingdom. And I really appreciate the courage it takes to call up on the Bible Answer Man broadcast and not just ask a question, but give a testimony, because I'll tell you, it is impacting lives for time and for eternity, and you've made a contribution, and I appreciate your encouragement.
Oh, thank you. I feel like I'm kind of alone in the world, like that one lady just said she was the only voice, seemingly, to speak out. And I want to do it with love. And anyway, thank you so much, Hank.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate your call. And, of course, Susan is talking about a modern crisis in Christianity that continues to deepen as an ever-increasing number of 21st-century prosperity preachers are communicating that what happens in your life is a result of the words that you speak. So, if you're healthy and prosperous, words created your reality. If your baby dies or your spouse gets cancer, well, you're the prime suspect. And this is according to some of America's most popular prosperity preachers. They say the moment you speak something out, you give birth to it. That's a spiritual principle, and it works whether what you're saying is good or bad, positive or negative. Well, this is a great example, Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. It's a great example of pop culture beckoning and postmodern Christians taking the bait. Think about Joe Vitale. I've talked about him on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I was speechless, stunned, when I saw him on Larry King Live. He was asked, and by the way, he was a contributor to The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. He was asked by Larry King whether a 9-year-old Florida girl who was brutally murdered attracted the horror to herself. And he said, "We are attracting everything to ourselves. There is no exception." Now, it's one thing for a New Thought metaphysical practitioner to say that. But now that language has been papered over with Christianese, and it's presented from pulpits. And the cancerous growth from a spiritual standpoint, the physical and spiritual devastation is staggering. That's why we're asking you to stand with the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, and the best way to do it, the best way to say thank you, to touch lives, is to join our monthly Bible Answer Man support team. I can't say it in any other way, but join when you go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. Join when you write me on a monthly basis. Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Join when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. But join, whether it's $10 a month or $100 a month or $1,000 a month, whatever you can do on a regular basis is transformational, making a difference for time and for eternity. We'll send you a six-month subscription or six actual editions of the Christian Research Journal. It's actually a year subscription, but you get six editions of the Christian Research Journal. It's my way of saying thank you. Also, a wristband that gives our website and our moniker, our tagline, Because Truth Matters. And for your individual gifts, we have a whole array you can see on the World Wide Web as our way of saying thank you. Again, if you want further details, talk to a live human being. Call our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI, and stay tuned tomorrow for more.
Thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we investigate whether the Bible was written by God or man. And thank you to all of you who have made a commitment to partner with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast through monthly giving. If you're not a support team member already, please prayerfully consider that commitment today. You'll be a part of a 50-year tradition of equipping believers with the answers they need in a world increasingly hostile to the truth. Make your investment today by calling us at 888-7000-CRI. Or you can go online to equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is furnished by the Christian Research Institute, because truth matters. For 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been serving the body of Christ, equipping believers to know what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. This week is our membership week. We're dedicating this week to show you the impact your regular support has had on people just like you, and encourage those of you who have not yet done so to join us in making a lasting impact as a regular monthly supporter. If the Christian Research Institute and Bible Answer Man broadcast have impacted your life, we'd like to give you the opportunity to encourage others with your testimony. Give us a call right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265, or by going online to equip.org/testimonies. And thank you to all of you who've made a commitment to partner with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, equipping believers around the globe. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the Hankrenem series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenem Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org.